naone baphathiswe
in the deeper things
kha zwithu zwo dzivhalaho
and the higher things
na zwithu zwa nta
to God of God
zwa mudzimu.
Right now I invite to the pulpit the apostle and pastor
ribo ramba ba apostle ba shina ba funzi ka pulpit.
Amen.
Amen.
Sir.
God bless you.
Mzimawa kasteze.
God bless you.
Mzimawa kasteze.
I think we have some company from above. If that's the sound of thunder, then we are okay. Amen. So this morning, I know the service was a little bit long. That's because Abonatuma kept talking. So we will try to get to the heart of the subject tonight. I told you that you have to be careful with the language of the Bible. Because now we know there is spirit and spirit. This is God Himself. And this is Holy Spirit. And that can mean gene, seed, nature,
vumbo,
baptism of Holy Ghost, filled with Holy Ghost, circumcision, the Spirit of Christ,
Muya wa Kristo.
So there are many language, many different terms
unama ambele manje opamba nao
to distinguish him
upambanyisa ene
from that spirit.
Uba kaola mumuya.
This is a gift.
Yeti ndi chipiwa
of eternal life.
Cha muchilo kusapeli.
This is the giver.
Hoi ndi muneyi.
All right. So and also, I taught you there's only four ways to see God or to know God. And one, God is seen and known in nature.
Mudzimu uboniwa na udiviwa kamupo.
And I told you what that meant.
Unandova budzori zoziamba mimi.
It means he creates a DNA.
Ziamba rukustika DNA.
Which we call a nature.
Chinera zvibidzori mupo kana mvero.
And he takes characteristics of himself.
Zvijavuva haene mune.
And he puts it in the nature.
Uno azvibeya kamvero.
So the nature of a lamb.
Zenezo amvelo yangwana kana ya ungu.
Eagle,
goni,
lion,
ndau,
etc.
Uyangoraro.
You can see God.
Vakono bona mudzimu.
Because he puts certain qualities.
Ngau obeya vuba huimonga uri.
Remember the law.
Kavairo mulayo.
God.
Mudzimu
is invisible.
Habonari.
has never been seen. Can never be seen. He is the invisible one. He can only manifest himself. To express himself. And the way he does it, one of the ways he does it is through nature. Brother Branham said, nature was his first Bible. Therefore, how do you know God? How do you identify God? By characteristics. Characteristics. So these nature has characteristics. And when you see those characteristics, you can say God is in nature. God is an alarm. God is in a dove. We see that the dove represents God. Because it has an oil that cleans itself from the inside. It has a nature. It cannot eat dead things. It can only eat grain. It's a peace-loving bird. It loves to be around the lamb. The dove is a home loving bird. No matter where he goes, he comes back to his future home. A dove is loyal to his mate. Now all of these qualities is the qualities of God. That's why the Holy Spirit sometimes is called a dove. Amen. Now, the second way we see God. Now, let me say one more. God is in nature. God is Zoe. Zoe is not in nature. Eternal life is not in nature. So therefore it can only be a created being. God designed us to reveal himself in. The second. God is in his people.
Mudzimu ukabatu bawe.
How is God in his people?
Na mudzimu uhani kabatu bawe.
There's only three ways God can be in his people.
Unandira tarupedzi dzine mudzimu anga kono vakabatu bawe.
First one.
Ya utoma.
Colossians.
Vakolosa.
1:27.
Ya utoma ndimana tsuku ya fumbiri sumbe.
To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
fulfill the love of God.
So Christ in you.
Cristo kabone.
You.
Bone.
This Christ in you is the gene of God.
Cristo kabone mbeu ya mzimu.
The gene in you.
Mbeu kabone.
If the gene is in you,
ara mbeu kabone.
You have hope.
Vana fulufero.
Hope and expectation.
Fulufero ni ndavelero.
That you will come to glory.
Urivado daka bugara.
Glory in your Bible.
Bugara ka Biblia yako.
The word glory in the Greek.
Ipi bugara nga Kigerika.
Is the word doxa.
Liamba ni ipi doxa.
It means God's estimation of what you should be.
Ziamba ndavelero ya mzimu ya zvine vone vatiyo vazvona.
And God's estimation of what you should be is the statue.
Zvino ndavelero ya mzimu ya zvine vone vatiyo vazvona ndichifanyiso.
The statue of a perfect man.
Chamunna okunyerera.
If you don't have a gene,
ara vasina mbeu,
you have no hope.
Avana purupero.
You never come to the statue of a perfect man.
Avangavi vadzaka chifanyiso chamuti okunyerera.
You never come to adoption.
Vangasive vadzaka itwa hana.
That's why we seek this.
Dingazo richitoda hezvo.
Romans 5.
Paroma 5.
Also, we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. If you are born again, it says rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Remember, Adam fell from the glory of God. Adam fell from the statue of being a perfect man. Adam never came to adoption. Adam never came to full glory. All men have sinned and come short of adoption. Short of the glory of God. Except Christ Jesus. So our hope. If Christ is in you, which is the gene, which is the life, which is the nature, you have hope, expectation that you will come to
adoption,
you will come to glory. We are seeking many things. Let's go to Romans
2.
And the seventh verse. This is what we are seeking. You must be patient. It says, to them who by patient continuance in well doing seek for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. See, once we serve, Paul said we are seeking for eternal life. Then we are seeking for glory. Then for honor. And then immortality. That's the right order. You are seeking for eternal life. That's Christ in you.
The Christ will come on.
That gives you hope.
And
you'll come to glory.
God.
Glory brings honor. And glory and honor is adoption. Then immortality. But it says we must have patience. But until all of this be fulfilled in our life. So there is a glory. And it is to be revealed. Let's go to Romans 8 and 18. So while you have Christ in you have the hope of coming to adoption. But you cannot have adoption without character. Cannot have adoption without coming into the image. The image of God is the character of God. And you can't have character without suffering. How many want to be adopted? How many want to suffer? How many are going to come suffering, joy? So let me add a little something here, bonus. Something. I give you a bonus for free. No suffering, no glory. No suffering, no character. So therefore, suffering is important. Your friends don't cause suffering. Your friends don't want to hurt you. Your friends don't lie on you. Your friends don't steal from you. If he's a good friend, he wouldn't take your wife. Amen. Is that right? That's a good friend. But your good friend is useless. Since he doesn't cause suffering, he's spiritually no good for you. He can't help you with adoption. Oh, but your enemies can. Oh, your enemies are very important to you. Because your enemy caused suffering. And they said suffering caused character. Now it becomes easy when the Bible says, love your enemy. Oh, because they are important to you. No enemy, no character. Do you hate your enemy? When they're helping you? Do you want to kill your enemy? When they're helping you? That's why the Bible said, vengeance is mine. Because you will kill the people that's helping you. And the people who are not helping you, you want them to be around you. This is my friend. But he can't do anything for you. He can't bring me to adoption. Oh, that's why the Bible says, pray for your enemy. You don't want him to die. If he dies, you can't get perfected. You can't get a character. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, konanianga.
You love your enemy? Something is not right there. Then you have filio. That's the love you have for family and friends. It's a love for parents. Love for friends. Love for people. You need that also. In your jobs. In your neighborhood. In your businesses. In your schools. Social friends. Then you need agape. Agape is God's love.
Agape is God's love.
Now, remember now, in the beginning, God is love. But God has no body. Remember that. God has no body.
Muzimu ana mubi.
So agape.
Na ororo agape.
Has nothing to do with a body.
Azina wushaka na mubi.
Because God can love without a body.
Na muzimu yafuna na wasi na mubi.
You cannot eros without a body.
Bahasi kono ida eros wasi na mubi.
Eros you need a body.
For filio,
you don't need a body.
That's a dao movie.
But agape,
maragape,
you don't need a body.
Abato the movie.
Because eros love,
na rufuno la eros,
and filio love,
na rufuno la filio.
It's called chemical love.
Rubi zofi rufuno la chemical.
Chemicals in your body.
The chemical is the movie in your
body. It gives you feelings.
Zine zavane asviipi.
If you don't have these chemicals,
arabati ne zine chemical.
You can't have eros.
Bangasi kono bana eros.
If you don't have chemicals in your body, you can't have
filio.
But agape, has no chemicals.
Aina chemical.
So therefore, agape has no feeling.
Agape aina
I know you want, when you say love, you want a feeling. You want to feel good about a person. But that's chemical. Agape has no chemical.
Agape is not chemical.
Because God is love. And he has no body. He has no chemicals in his body. What makes you have feeling?
The minute you have feeling.
Chemicals.
The chemical.
What makes you have desire for women? Chemicals.
The chemical.
What makes you want to have alcohol? Chemicals.
The chemical.
Without chemicals,
chemical?
There is no temptation in the body.
I will now pulling you a movie.
Yes, sir.
How do you trigger these chemicals?
Is the chemical about being a new hand or is it
what? You start thinking something, it starts electrical. Sparks the cells. Then the cells left was hormones. And all of a sudden the body begins
to spark.
You're following a drug.
You're
being controlled by a drug. Temptation is drug control. Okay. Temptation is drug control. We are all druggies. We are all drug addicts. That's why they're cigarette addicts. Alcoholics. Sexholics. It's all holics.
Zote ni holics.
Because
it's the chemical.
Amen. Next time you feel you can't control yourself,
it's
your chemicals.
You
allow your thoughts long enough to trigger chemicals. How do you stop it? Take a cold shower. Have somebody kick you in the shin. Oh, you will get distracted. Temptation gone. Chemicals.
The chemicals.
We are drug addicts. We want to feel good. We want pleasure. We want to feel good. We want to be happy. It takes drugs to do that. But agape is different.
Agape
doesn't need drugs.
Agape is not a drug.
Agape means one thing.
Agape amas diji.
2 John 1 and 6.
Johannes 1 and 6. 2 John 1 and 6. Rufuno asuru, rauki vichi, mire richiteve za minawe yawe. Ndiwone mulayo kunganozi zvacha kare kupi nichimbire nichi nikaro.
Does it say this is love?
Iriyo na uri ndi rufuno.
Every time you see the word is in your Bible,
chipinga chote vachiponeli ipi is.
It means equal.
Liamba zviedzana na
Love,
rufuno,
equals,
ruedanana,
doing,
uita,
the will of God.
Rufuno lamzi.
That's it. Has no feelings.
Auna zipia.
If the word says something,
ara fili chama tuunzito.
You don't have to feel it.
Abati obana zipina zo.
Even if you don't want to do it.
Now what about the zipia?
But it's the will of God. You do it. That's called agape. Because you are loving God more than self. That's what faith is. Faith is death to self. Faith is death to self. Because faith puts your will under the will of God. Therefore, faith is death to self. And death to self is death to pleasure. Death to happiness. Death to joy. And so that this man is not under drugs.
What was the word?
Death to self.
Ufaka boneba
means to put the will of God above doing what makes you happy.
Ufira uita zinezo ataka zabone.
Or feeling joy.
Kana ufa bachiko
zipi. Or feeling pleasure.
Kana uva mtu nyanyure.
So doing the will of God,
you know, uita ufuno lamzimu
means giving up drugs.
Ziamba uli bako lisha zidraga.
If you give up drugs, you're okay.
It's abandoned drug.
So agape is doing the will of God. And when you see the revelation of how important your enemy is, you don't want to take a revenge. They are important to you. I say to you, that's why God says, love your enemy. It takes wisdom to know that. It takes a revelation to know that. That's why Jesus didn't do anything to Judas. He said, I choose 12. And one is the devil. I so thank God for Judas. Judas is one of the most important persons to me. Oh my goodness, the story wouldn't be the same without Judas. Because without Judas, I could not be redeemed. Oh, Judas was a great character in the Bible. Because without Judas, there will be no Calvary. No Calvary. No salvation. No salvation. No hope. Then you have to live with these miserable sick bodies. This body is a tease. It's like a bad woman. This body teases you. When you're young, or you're so happy, you're so strong, you have such skills, they're teasing you. A few years later, you begin to lose it. You lose your hair. You lose your teeth. You lose your size. At one time you walked the streets. You were so slim. You could fall in a crack. Later in life, you walk. You start making cracks. It's a tease. You like to look in the mirror. This body is like a bad woman. You like to look in the mirror. A few years later, you take away all the mirrors from the house. Agape. doing the will of God.
Oh,
it can be fun.
Oh, zinatakaza.
It can be a challenge.
Zingava kaedu.
But anything good,
mara tunajua chabudi.
Anything that's worth it,
tunajua ndo fanyerwa.
It's for there's a price.
China mten.
If you got anything free,
arabo wana chunzi dunga mahar.
It's probably from China.
Chiba China.
But this is not from China.
Mara hizi azubi China.
Ah, no, this is good. This is real.
Hizi ni zampu.
Amen. So the first way that God dwells in you.
So then you tell my name is Moses Rakai.
It's Christ in you.
The Christo come on.
That gives you hope for adoption.
Ezo jiva papuru pele adoption.
That gives you hope for honor.
Jiva papuru pele police.
It gives you hope for glory.
Jiva papuru pele of God.
Would you like to see a son?
Na baata kalo wana.
Who came to glory and honor?
Amen.
Ati piwa bugara na police.
Let's go to the book of Second Peter.
Kare kabugi afetro yobi.
You can answer.
Alright. Oh, I didn't finish this. Romans 8:18 says, there's a glory which shall be revealed in us. That glory is the image of God. That's God's estimation of what you shall be in His image. This is the beginning of your salvation. Because it starts with a birth. Without this birth, God's purpose cannot be fulfilled in you. Romans
8:28.
And 29. It says, all things work together for the good. It means all the bad things. It wasn't saying all the good things. All the bad things. All the bad people. All your enemies. Even in your family. You can have enemies. Amen, but they are healthy for you. It works together for the good. If you see your enemy doing bad things, hurting you, causing you suffering, disrespecting you, just remember, they're doing that to bring something out of you. They are important to you. How can you hate them that is working for you? Your enemy is very important. One more nugget. This one is for free. Maketwa does not have to pay for this. Your enemy does what is necessary to get you where God says you need to be. One of the most evil men. He was an enemy to the Jews. Was Hitler. Without
Hitler,
Israel would not be in their homeland. The fig tree will not put forth its bud. If Israel is in their homeland, the hour is near, the Bible says. How important was Hitler? Was he very important?
Oba wandeme ngamanda.
Oh, we call him, he was a necessary evil. Evil is necessary. Evil has great purpose. Now, you young men, if there was no evil, if there was no evil people, you will be out all night running all over the streets. But because there's evil out there, men with guns, bandits,
banditi.
They are cruel people.
Unaba tubo abana chituu.
You don't want to go through the dark alleys in the night.
Andozo chimbira swishini usiku.
Do you really want to be home at night?
Nani atodova haya ni ngongo usiku.
Is the evil out there keep you home?
Ndivubi burinda bunonite uri nibe haya ani.
It is the evil.
Ndivubi.
That keeps your mothers praying for their children in the night.
Unoite uri vomme varabele vana vavo nga madekwana.
Without evil there be no prayer meeting.
Oh, usina vumi vanga sina bele bone.
Lord, keep my husband.
Oh, mrena baba lunge mrena wanga.
There's bad people out there.
Una vathu vavinda hapo.
And if he's handsome?
And arona ka munna wanga.
Lord, keep my husband.
Munna wanga mutirelese mrena.
For the pretty woman.
Ka runa vasadzi vasadzi vera kaminda.
The ones that are slimmer than me.
Vane vaseke no filane.
Is evil necessary?
No,
very necessary.
You
see, under the seventh seal, there is no negative. God don't have any negative. God is a positive. Even the negative is a positive. Because God is always good. And he said all things work together for good. We are always trying to get away from the good, from the bad, and run to the good. How has that helped you? How successful have you been?
No.
No. It doesn't work. The whole world does that. It doesn't work. You have to believe and not be afraid that whatever evil comes your way cannot come your way without God permitting it. He can take your wife. You can lose your children through evil. That's a purpose. Because at the end, you believers haven't lost your children. Because every grain of hair will be given back to you. He made that promise. He just wants to know what is more precious. Sometimes your children are more precious. God wanted to find out that about Abraham. So he told Abraham to do something evil. I call that evil. To ask to kill your own child? Is that not evil? And then turn around. I just wanted to see. Sometimes God allows evil. Just for you to see what's in your heart. Because God actually knows. Because you don't know what is in your heart. So you say, what about Abraham? God allowed that so you could see a good man. You could see a faithful man. But God already knew what Abraham would have done. God wasn't testing to see what is in Abraham's heart. God was testing so it could be recorded so Abraham could be an example to you and I.
Amen.
Let's look at adoption. Come
to the God of shame.
Glory.
Let's go to 2 Peter 1.
Kareka Petro Mubiria Toma.
Second Peter 1, and let's look at the fourth verse.
2 Peter,
let's do this.
Petro 1:4.
It's equal to Colossians 1:27.
Here it is called Christ in you.
Hapa zvibidzo zvikristo kabone.
Here it's called the divine nature of God.
Hapa zvibidzo zvimbumbo yatamupo yakuti.
They are the same thing.
The Trinity.
Let's read it.
Karo zviva.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. That's the Holy Ghost, the gene. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's the nature. Now, if that's the nature, Second Peter must show us the glory. Alright, so let's look. Second Peter, this is Christ in you. And then from Second Peter chapter 5, first Second Peter 1 to 5. We must be doing good this evening. I'm turning this page.
No sin.
Okay, so Second Peter.
Petro
1 and 4.
Colossians 1:27.
Alright. So this is also Ephesians 1:13.
Divine 1:13.
They're all the same.
So the diaphan.
That's the gene. That's the nature. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you have that, you have hope. Hope of what? Hope that God will send you enemies. So you can have character. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As to your faith, you can't be born again without faith. This is not a step, this is a foundation. Foundation. Then add to your faith virtue. And virtue temperance.
Knowledge.
Temperance.
Ukondelera.
Patience.
Ulindera.
Help me out here. This is brotherly kindness.
Olundulufuno la makomana.
This is godliness.
Nibuketwa.
And what's between there? I can't remember.
What
is this? Second Peter 1 and 4 is the Christ in you. This is being formed into the image. That image. Character.
Bumbo.
This is Romans
8.
He said that you might be conformed into the image of his dear son. So you have to have the gene. Then you could be conformed into the image of his son. That's his purpose. Is that right? And then here is adoption.
The adoption.
Right, this is glory.
Obu ndugala.
And this is honor.
Obu ndukuliso.
So this is Second Peter 1:4.
Eni Petro ya ubiri 1:4.
This is Second Peter 1:5-8.
Eni Petro ya ubiri 1:8.
Is that right?
Mambo zvona.
And this is Second Peter 1:16 and 17.
Petro 1:16 and 17.
This is glory.
Here's in the
God. This is honor.
Here's
in the Kuri. This is adoption.
Here's the adoption.
Let's look at it.
Carlos says.
This is Jesus' adoption.
Ondi adoption è eso.
You want to see Jesus' adoption?
Na ba ko to bona adoption è eso.
Let's read 16, 17, and 18.
Arriva le 16, 17, and 18 verse. Ngauri aromo tebela ranama zingane ya zina pana na mrao rodiva zakabe imi manda na uda mrena wa Yesu Kristo fezi roba tanzi ya manda na mgosi yawe ngauri otangane zakamu zimu kosi kuliso na vgara musi uchi za ifi kaye la vgara vuhuru nitiri uyu ni mro wanga kaye nitakaela uzula.
Did he receive glory and honor?
Now, takane za kuliso na abgara.
He could not do that if he did not have the nature.
Oba sinaskole taezo asina vumbo.
All right. So the first way that God dwells in you.
Dile oto ma ilem zima tulaka imi.
Is Colossians 1:27.
Divakorosa 1:27.
The nature.
Vumbo.
The second way God dwells in you.
Dile ubiri ilem zima tulaka imi.
Is Galatians.
Divagarata
4:19.
Can we read it?
See, you have Christ.
Is
the gene.
Nimbeu.
But now Christ, the gene.
Christo mbeu,
has to be formed in you.
Utio uya umbi waka imi.
The forming is the character.
Uvumbiwa ni mvumbo.
So 2 Peter 1:5 to 2 Peter 1:8 is Christ being formed in you.
Petro 1:5, we are Petro ya uwiri.
2 Peter 1:5 to 2 Peter 1:8 is Christ being formed in you.
Petro ya uwiri 1 uya 5 uya ka Petro ya uwiri 1:8 ni Kristo achikubumbwa kabona.
It is Christ being formed in you. It's the character of Christ being formed in you.
Hoyi ni Kristo achikubumbwa kabona mvumbo ya Kristo achikubumbwa kabona.
Remember for the crazy people.
Ba umbula vatu kono penga.
Christ in you.
But Kristo kain.
It's the bean.
Ndi ene chibili chichilao. Who's the answer?
Yeah, because if he's in you, how can he be formed? He's already a big man.
That's
right, not right. So Christ
is
the gene now being formed in the image. So that it can come to adoption. So we can come to the hope of glory. So if character is in you, then God is in you. I'll tell you this, that the character of God can summarize with one characteristic. Love. If love is in you, God is in you. Let's look at your Bible.
Covers. at any time.
If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. That's how God is in you. Because love is kind. Love is patient. Love has strength, virtue. Love has trust, faith. Love is every one of these. Love has the attributes of all of them. Therefore, if love is in you, the character of God is in you, then Christ is in you. That's how Christ can be seen. Seen through the gene, seen in character. Now one more. Ephesians.
By Ephesa.
Are you sure the bean is not in you? You sure you don't want to go back to that? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that he be rooted and grounded in love.
Uri Kristo adlemu ni zavewa ngalutendo. Uri nikono kwa tiswa kafuni.
That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith.
Uri Kristo adlemu ni zavewa ngalutendo.
There are two kinds of faith.
Unataka mbiliza utendo.
Trust in faith.
Utemba ngalutendo.
You trust somebody's word and character. But that's not what I'm talking. But Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that's by revelation. You want to know, if Christ is in a man, let him talk about the doctrines. Let him talk about the message. Because God, the being, God himself, is revealed in his own words. And when a man or a preacher begins to talk about the message, his revelation is revealed. And if it's a wrong revelation, Christ is not in him.
Christo haukai.
Because if Christ is in him,
now ara Christo akai.
Christ is in him by revelation.
Christo kai na zumbururu.
That's why you are revealing your own words.
Ningazo bone bo zumbururu kama ifiabo.
Your words reveal your knowledge.
My fiabo azumburura bibo yabo.
Your understanding.
Upesabo.
And your revelation.
Na zumburu yabo.
It represents, your word represents. So there are only three ways that God can dwell in.
So unandira tarupeti jilemu zimanga tulakabo.
So now everybody believes the message.
Ngaorero mwana mwe atenda mraezi.
I believe every word.
Nitende filimu na limu.
Denomination.
Denomination.
Believe all the words of the Bible.
Itenda mapiasa bibili.
Where are they today?
Na ama kaina muzi.
They believe.
Baya tenda.
Does believing cause confusion?
Na utenda wea zisanda do.
Yes, in the very message we have.
Hey, come and zone um tune rabaka.
Believe and cause confusion.
Utenda udisandato.
I know what you're saying.
The advice you never come back zone.
This man came and caused confusion.
Oi mutu order udisandato.
Only three ways.
Unandiran tarfes.
When a man speaks.
Muti mutu atiamba.
About his revelation of the seventh seal.
Ngan zumbulo ya wema fundo asumbe.
Seven thunders.
Ma
the shout message.
he is revealing if Christ is in him or not. And if his revelation is off, it's because there is a wrong seed. And he's an impersonation of the bride. He's a seed of discrepancy. See? He's a twin.
Amen.
Now you're going to ask me, preacher, all of that sounds good, but I got a scripture for you. The Bible says, Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and do his good pleasure. You say, preacher, we got you.
But
you say, God himself is not in you.
The
Bible say, God is in you. God is working in you. Now, scripture must meet scripture. Scripture must interpret scripture. You cannot make doctrine of one scripture. Here a little, there a little. To understand this, we have to go to Revelation 17:17.
Yeah,
God is in you doing his will. Let's see how God does his will.
Read the 16th verse of the 17th verse.
Notice. How did God get them to do his will? For God had put in their heart. That's how God is in you doing
it.
He puts it in your heart. He don't come down and incarnate you. I know what you say. I feel more comfortable the Pentecostal way. I feel better when I believe God himself is in me. But that's not God's mystery. This is a hidden mystery that came from the opening of the seals. It came from the seven thunders. It came to make your Bible a new book. It came to renew your mind. It came to transform your mind. Make you a new creature. A new understanding. If this is not in you, Christ is not in you.
Christ wa okabona.
And you are blind.
Now what about pofu?
Wretched.
Bo shy.
Miserable. Naked.
Ba face.
In the message.
Come red.
And don't know it.
And there must be.
That's how close it is.
Ninga
First John.
Yohani Otto.
4.
and
four.
Four and four said,
"Ye
are of God the children, and have overcome them."
In Manaba,
because greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. Ah,
He
said, "We caught you, preacher." The one in me is greater. That's in the world. And there's only one greater. And that's God Himself. Greater is He in me than He that is in the world. Alright.
Okay.
Let's look. Remember, the Bible was sealed.
They
are open and sealed, the Bible become a new book. So let's look at it. He that is in you.
Oil and carbon.
And he
Nauyo
that
Arika
is in the world.
Arika Shango.
Well, who is in the world?
Dinya Arika Shango.
If you can tell me this one,
Arika Buza Oyo.
I've got $100 in my pocket.
$100.
Who is in the world?
Dinya Arika Shango.
No takers?
I don't know the $100.
It's a greenback.
Oh, okay, you finish jar. You dollar far. You own a dollar.
No takers?
I don't know the dollar.
Who is in the world?
Dinya Arika Shango.
Who is in the world? If you get it right, I give it to you.
Who is
in the world?
Come on, baby.
No.
Can you speak loud?
Chemical man.
Chemical man.
Now, you have some truth there. Because the outer man is the chemical man. The inside man is the inoculation.
The medicine? Yeah, yeah.
Immunity. I can't get the language. But very good. But I'm looking for something else. Who is in the world? There's someone in you and there's someone is in the world. Who's in the world? Who? Somebody was saying something.
Satan.
Who said that? That brother there. Good. You are braver than all these brothers. But there's a little problem. Just a little one. Satan can only be one place at one time.
So
Satan can be in the world.
So
we know a lot of evil is in the world. But
there's
Satan in the world. I know you think, oh, this man is crazy. Today I will be crazy or you will be crazier. Good answer, that is what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks it's Satan in the world. Well, that's only halfway right. It's his evil that is in the world. But Satan himself is in heaven.
He is in Revelation chapter 12.
Ukazumbulo chapter 12.
And he cannot come down.
Uno angasithe.
Revelation 12, 9 and 10.
Ukazumbulo 12, 9 and 10. Tarukanyo irena butari kayo asi. Zilato tanu na mbili. Nizikawa tanu na mbili. Demu sanjetu na kazo. Ashakura lila ligwena lihuru linowa la kale na kale lile la pitia bole ne satane mukhedi wa shango lote la poswa kali pasi na vagumwa valo va poswa henefo ovo ndipai pili huru ngeitadhululi chiri zino vuchizi na manda na mkuso wa mzimu washu zoberera na nungo za mdoto wawe na urimu petu wa baratu vashu weava ati zula ati vapeta mzimuni masiari na msiku opandero.
So, Satan is in heaven.
Satan is in
heaven. He could only be at one place at one time. He's not here in the world. But when Christ comes, when the bride goes up, under the trunk, three things happen in the trunk. The bride goes up. Satan comes down in the pot. And Moses and Elijah
against Israel.
So Satan is not here. His demons are here.
My demon is here.
Apollyon is here.
Apollyon is
here. The king of the bottomless pit is here.
Revelation
9 and 11. But Satan is in heaven. Isn't that something? So who is it that's in the world?
So
who is greater?
Muhuru.
He that is in you.
Uyo alekaiwe.
Greater is he.
Ndi ene muhuru.
That is in you.
Alekaiwe.
That he that's in the world.
Upilo ya alekachamu.
See? So what is the greatest thing that is in you?
Ndi chipiyo chichuhuru sasirikabone.
Who is the greatest thing that is in you?
Ndinye aneva chichuhuru chine aneva vakabone. Gluten.
The Bible calls it a man.
Bibili urubiza mumutu.
Yeah, faith. The faith man.
Mutu rutendo.
Faith.
Rutendo.
Is what overcomes the world.
Ndirone rero kunda shango.
What did God give you to overcome?
Na mudzimu wa vafamini uri vakunde.
How did Jesus overcome the world?
Na Yesu kundani shango.
By the word.
Nga ipi?
He said, it is written.
Ori zomwariwa.
Satan says again.
Satan ali.
Christ said, it is written.
Kristo ari zomwariwa.
How did he overcome?
Na kundani.
It is faith.
Ni rutendo.
It's your revelation.
Ni nzumbulo yavo.
It's your understanding.
Ni upesa avo.
That keeps you away from the things of the world.
Une hava tuwisa kule na suzo shamu.
It is your knowledge.
Ni ndivo yavo.
Your wisdom.
Ni butari yavo.
Your revelation.
Nzumbulo yavo.
Your understanding.
Upesa avo.
That keeps you away from the things of the world.
Une hava vita ka suzo shamu.
So faith is the victory.
Na uraro rutendo ni gundo.
Faith is what gives you the victory.
Rutendo ni zine zoba pa gundo.
1 John
5. Johannes told me I've done.
Ngauri zote
zobebonga mdzimu zvikunda shango. Nazvino gundo rokunda shango asini ndirutendo rwangu.
Oh.
Kezo.
Wow. How do you overcome the world?
Vakundani shango.
First, he said he must be born again. That's Christ in you. That's the gene. If you have the gene, if one of three things the gene has gives you, there are three abilities the gene gives you. Three abilities when you're born again. One, it gives you the ability to understand or see. Second, it gives you discernment to make judgment. Discernment to make judgment. And three, it's a filter. When it hears something, a bell goes off. It gives you the right understanding. It gives you the right discernment or desire. And it gives you a filter to know something is wrong. Now, if it gives you the ability to understand, it gives you the ability to have revelation. And the Bible said, revelation or faith overcomes the world. So even though Satan himself is not here,
now what's that an enemy has to offer?
He Satan
and Satan
empties the bottomless pit into the world. What is the bottomless pit? It's all Satan's ideas and plans that have no foundation in the world. It's called a bottomless pit because it's not built on the foundation of the world. And he empties all of those plans and thoughts through the fourth dimension. TV,
radio,
music,
books,
Hollywood, schools,
Chikoro,
university, and the news.
Na
he empties it out into the world. When you see a nice fashion,
it
looks a little different. It's fresh from the bottomless pit.
Yeah.
It's
because
but what allows us to overcome that? Our conduct, our order,
is
determined by our doctrine. And it does not hurt us because we are armed with revelation. That's the three ways that God dwells in you. Through his nature, through his character, and through his revelation and understanding. And if that's in you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I think I'll give you one more. This is free. Maybe a little thing here. Okay. So now you know.
You know by a diva.
That the pillar of fire, God himself, pillar of fire, cannot indwell a person. Because that's called incarnation. We are not incarnated. Brother, what's your father's name?
Umburan, remember.
Is his life in you? Yes. Yeah, his life is there. But is he in you? No. So he is in you by the law of reproduction. A reproduction means sons and daughters. Now, if God comes and incarnate Pastor Kurt, is he a son? No. There's no relationship. He's just taken control. But if he gives them his gene, his seed, now he has given birth to a son. Incarnation, no sonship. New birth, sonship. Therefore, incarnation is no.
Aiyo.
But giving him a seed,
maromupa mbeu,
part of his life,
chipiza cha mchilo awe,
that's a son.
Wewe mtu ni murwa.
This is right.
Hezi zoruka.
All right. You want your body change?
Bawa tachetu kisa mwili.
Okay, I want one too.
Na nini kaito oto?
Romans 8:11.
Wa Roma 8:11.
So now there is a problem. The translators use capital S to signify the Holy Ghost himself. The problem is they don't know exactly in every scripture what if they're talking about the source or the product.
Chaidu ndia uri abadivi uri huku ambuwa ngachiko kana ngachipere zona.
So we have to use the message to check and see if the capital S is in the right place. Or the lowercase s is in the right place. Here's a very good example. They said a capital S here. But it's not right. If the light of God that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, the source cannot dwell in you. So this S is in the wrong place.
So hey, S, you dwell in the Lord.
This should be a lowercase S.
Hey, you are S to go.
If the gene, if the seed of God that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, because only the gene can be in you. The being cannot be in you. He, God, that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead,
we are to say some food,
shall quicken your mortal body by his gene. This is in the wrong place that dwelleth in you. If you have no gene, you have no resurrection. It is the gene that is going to be caused your atoms to change. Because it's germatized. Let me do it again. But if the gene or the seed of God that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, the being cannot dwell in you.
Any chiviri, anasi tuleka bon.
Only the gene can dwell in you.
Fezi embewi na tuleka bon.
Then you will quicken your mortal bodies.
Laurara udo futu nuta chiviri embewi fa.
By his seed.
Ngambewi yawe.
By his nature.
Ngambuwa yawe.
That is dwelling in you already.
Ini yano tuleka embewi kai.
So the gene. will give you an understanding. The gene will allow character to be formed in you. The gene will allow you to have revelation. But the gene will also give you the power to change your body. No gene, no body change. No gene, no resurrection. You have to have the seed. Amen. That's an example how you have to use the open book and correct your own Bible. Because it's become a new book. But to the translators, it's still a closed book. You want another one? Okay. And if Christ be in you, that's the gene. The body is dead because of sin. You see, but it's telling the body is dead, but the soul is alive. But the spirit is life. You see, because the soul. Now this spirit is the gene is life. So now we now are correcting the very scriptures. Because we have an open book. The Bible has become a new book. A new book. I'm going to read one or two more quotes.
To go back to Mbili,
and then we'll open up for
questions. Then we're going to pray that the Buddhists.
I think some quotes of the prophet will help us. You that won the Holy Spirit. You that wants that experience. Not an emotional excitement. You want the Holy Ghost. Watch carefully. The life. The germ of life. Inside you. You see how the Spirit is life? Because the spirit is gene. So Christ in you is the gene. The spirit is life in you. That's Romans 8:9-10. So the Holy Ghost is the germ of life inside of you. In Ezekiel
36.
A new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you. And I'll take away your stony heart of flesh. And I'll give you a heart of flesh. Now the scripture goes on to tell you.
He'll
give you a new heart. A new spirit,
Muyamuswa,
and my spirit,
na Muyawanga.
The new heart, is a new way of thinking. New spirit is sanctification. New desires. And my spirit is the gene. The nature. So all the way we see that God is giving us that nature. Ready for another one. I pray God for them that you will give them the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And on this new heart, a new spirit that they have just received, place that tiny little Holy Spirit in there.
Set
the body in order. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost is a tiny Holy Spirit. That's the G. Now watch carefully the prophet again. But you do not have eternal life until you receive the Holy Ghost. Remember, eternal life is the gene. You don't have the eternal life until you get the gene. Because it's eternal life. The Holy Ghost is God. It's God's light in you. Then you got eternal life. Do you understand that now? So you have God, and then you have God's life, which is a part of God. So in order, if you are born again, you've got a new parent. Then you've got a new nature. The old nature is dead. And you got a new nature. You get a new nature of that spirit. It's the same spirit, but a new nature of it. So one more, Romans 5 and 5. Because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the new nature, by the gene which is given unto us. The only Holy Ghost is given to us is the gene, not the source, only the product. So you begin to see how your Bible is becoming a new book. And 1 Corinthians 12 and 12. One of Brother Brown's
favorite.
By one spirit. This is right.
This is the source. By one source, we all get genes. And if you have the same gene,
you
have the same father, you are in the same body, and that body represents a family. You are in the same family, same body. You have the genes from the same father. Then we are brothers and sisters. But only one. But many genes. So, I'm here to tell you this. If you are honest, if your indwelling is wrong, your Godhead is wrong. I don't care how long you've been in the message. I don't care how long you've been preaching the gospel. If your indwelling is wrong, your Godhead is wrong. It's an open book, friends.
Amen.
Amen. Now it is easy.
I wanted to ask you, when you said, I actually want to understand it. You said that Satan is in heaven.
Yes.
Does it have to understand?
Okay.
How?
Okay. All right. Let's do some work on Satan here. So,
perfect.
We're going to contrast Satan and God, right?
From
the quotes to this morning, God is omniscient. It means He knows all things. It's like He's everywhere. But God Himself can only be one place and at one time. Now let's look at Satan. Satan is not omniscient. Not. He does not know all things. And he is only at one place at one time.
And
so how does he know to make a how does he know to accuse you? Because there's a demon that watches each one of us. Remember, there are more demons than people. There's demons that watches you. If you are a son of God, you also have a guardian angel watching you. So now, Satan has an office. It is the office of accusation.
The office ya mpomo kimugwereri.
So you have Christ on the throne.
Tuna na Kristo kakuluno.
And Satan is before the throne.
Una Satan u pana kuluno.
Accusing the believers.
Atiko gwerera vatei.
And as long as the blood
tena malova
is on the throne,
akakuluno.
God says,
Mudzimu oli.
I don't see any wrong.
Atiwani mumobukaki.
But he has to stay there. Christ cannot come down because he needs the blood there. Satan cannot come down because if there is no accusation, the rapture will take place. Because there is no charges being brought against him.
So these two have to remain there. Satan must remain in heaven.
Sinon Satan ne Dieu ne peut pas dur.
And Christ has to remain in heaven.
Na Christ ne Dieu ne peut dur.
Until the last scene.
Pusi kambeu yo pekser.
Now, when the bride goes up in the rapture.
Sinon musi mister wa chia anteka rapture.
Christ can come down.
Cristo utsela pasi.
To meet us in the air.
Angatanga na rine muyani.
Because we are not on the earth anymore. So Satan comes down and incarnates in the Pope. Now, in the Pope right now is a leader of the angels. He's called
Abaddon.
And in the Hebrew, he's called Apollyon. This word means destroyer. That's Revelation
9:11.
Let's
read it. What happened to my glasses? There you go. In the pocket. Over there.
Let's read Revelation 9:11.
Arvalen Zumburo 9:11.
And he had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, and in the Greek
his
name is
Apollyon. Zina lawe ngacheveru ndi Abaddon. Lenalo zina ndi urisuke.
Okay, now watch, sister.
Kavala redesenzi noni.
Since Satan cannot come down,
vunga Satana angaskono
terapa. His right hand man is Abaddon. It is Abaddon that was the white horse rider.
The Abaddon where was Zura Berechena.
Because Satan couldn't come down.
Satan
it is Abaddon that rode in the red horse.
The Abaddon where won the Mera Beretsu.
It's Abaddon that went on the black horse.
The Abaddon where won the Mera Berentu.
Now, Abaddon is in the pale horse now.
Zazino Abaddon who can be the Satana.
Only for a short time.
Right thing I
when the bride goes up in a rapture, Satan comes down. He replaces his right hand man. And Satan incarnates the Pope. Then the pale horse rider is completely Satan. See, because Satan only has a ministry as long as Jesus is not on the throne. When Jesus is on the throne, he has to accuse. But when Jesus is removed from the throne, Satan is free to come down. Because he has to incarnate the Pope. Now this man,
Abaddon,
was the one in the white horse, red horse, black horse. His name is Abaddon. The Bible gave the Hebrew and the Greek. Because he was the same devil, the same king of the bottomless pit was in Pharaoh. In Egypt. And his name is Destroyer. So on the white horse, he was destroying religiously. On the red horse, he was destroying politically. On the black horse, he was destroying economically. And in a pale horse, is in the time of the uniting sign.
Everything is uniting. So Satan is uniting. All these become peeled. So he is destroying in religiously, politically, and economically. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So Satan has not been on the earth. When Jesus went up, Satan left Judas and went up also. Gotcha? Now, not only did the Bible say that, Brother Branham also said that in the fourth seal.
Amen.
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 Yeah. So, Satan is not on the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Very good question. You have good chemicals. Okay. Any questions? I have $100 in my pocket. That's only teaching.
Question, brother? No, like I needed to understand in which part of heaven Lucifer has been there.
So heaven is called a sphere. This sphere has, I'm going to show you, two forms of heaven. The sixth dimension, is almost a sphere of heaven. This is where the angels are. This is where the souls of the saved. So you have the angels and the souls of the saved. So let's look at this. It means that in the sixth dimension, there are layers. One layer is the region of the saved. And next layer is the region of angels. But these two cannot be seen. They are not interacting. So the same thing in heaven. There are spheres. One sphere is where Christ and Lucifer is. There's a sphere where God is. There's a sphere before the throne where angels are. And there's a sphere where the Old Testament saints went.
When
Jesus took the Old Testament saints, he took
them in
glorified bodies. Glorified bodies cannot dwell in the sixth dimension. So the Old Testament saints is in a first realm of heaven. Then there's a realm of angels. Then there's a realm of Christ, the throne, Christ in the throne, and their accuser, Satan. And then there's a realm of God himself. So it is like a hotel. It has different floors.
In a floors of now.
Same way in the sixth dimension.
Dimension of
it's like a hotel. One floor is the region of the saved. One floor is the angels. Hell is the same. One level is the regions of the lost. One level is demons. And one level is the king of the bottomless pit. He occupies this spot until Satan falls into it. So it's
Just picture it as a hotel.
Kama unavyoelewa ni hotel.
It's the same hotel.
Ni hotel anti.
But they're all on different floors.
Hizi ni kama floor zifumbana nao.
All right. Good. Got another $100 in my pocket.
Did I want $100 for my job?
What are you taking? Oh. So, there's only one person, two persons that ever was incarnated. Moses was not incarnate God. William Branham was not incarnate God. But Jesus was. The pillar of fire indwelt him at the Jordan. No one will ever be like that. Only the man Christ Jesus. And the man in Genesis 18.
Namutu ngeka Genesis 18.
Melchizedek. Which is God.
Ane avamzi.
He actually made up his own body.
Zaguzi otoita muviri wawe ni munhu.
And he himself lived in it.
Ene munhu adzura kawo.
But in Jesus' body,
vezini kamuviri wa Yesu Kristo.
He made it up.
Oita.
And he put a soul in there. The soul is the Son of God. And the body is God. It's the body that he needed to take to Calvary. So the pillar of fire incarnated him at the Jordan and left him in Gethsemane. And then angels came and strengthened him in Gethsemane. That's what the Bible says.
This is a Bible of God.
So
you
yes, the Father is always in the pillar of fire.
This one, because you draw a cow with meal.
God has two bodies.
Mozimu na biri mebiri.
1 Timothy 1:17.
Tumatia ya utama ni manayu 17.
First Timothy 1:17. Unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God.
Unayone kosi ya kare na kare, asata hari, izabonwi, ene muzimu eete, chawe nga uwe uhuriswa, na urena narini narini. Amen.
So, he is King Eternal.
Onea mikosi ya uyanga usaferi.
And he is King Immortal.
Ala kosi isasiniyo.
King Eternal.
Kosi ya uyanga usaferi.
The pillar of fire body.
Mubiri wa kawe ya mriyo.
King Immortal.
Kosi isasiniyo.
Is Jesus' body.
Mubiri wa Yesu.
That's God.
Mzimu.
King Eternal.
Kosi ya uyanga usaferi.
Pillar of fire body.
Mubiri wa kawe ya mriyo.
King Immortal.
Kosi isasini.
Jesus' body.
Mubiri wa Yesu.
Seems like everybody believe. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, okay.
I also agree. Was not a demon, but it was
Satan himself. Satan himself. The two ministries, Brahman Polem, it's at the same time Jesus was on the earth, says Satan was on the earth. And the Bible said the devil tempted him. Yeah, so it was the devil himself. Brother Branham says the devil wanted to know if he was the real thing. It was Satan himself speaking to Jesus. I can prove it to you. Matthew 4:8, it says,
Matthew 4:8,
he told Jesus, all this kingdom I will give to you. Demons don't own kingdom. Lucifer. He is the one who believes he owns it. He said, all these I will give to you. That's what Satan did. That's what he promised Jesus. If you'll bow down and worship. So it was Satan that spoke to Jesus. And Jesus said, get behind me. All right. Good question. All right, I better keep my $100 now. God bless you. God keep you. It was his face to shine upon you. May he give you rest. May the Holy Spirit be the after teacher. May you leave here with a better understanding than you came in. Closer drawn to God. And more zealous to study His word. Appreciate Brother Maketwa's invitation to come. I greet the ministers and elders and say God bless you. Amen.